and you can hang your lights on me.
We hope you are enjoying the Christmas edition of Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Freddie Cole from his album, A Freddie Cole Christmas. We're going to listen to Jingles, The Christmas Cat, followed by CeCe Gabel. She has a new single out this year called Once Again It's Winter.
Santa has a Christmas cat riding on his sleigh. Called Jingles the cat, so the reindeer say. Jingles makes the sleigh bells ring while the reindeer play, and together they all sing, jingling all day. He makes the bells go jingling-a-ling as Santa counts each toy. You can hear the ring-a-ding-a-ding. Good girl or boy, Jingles, a Christmas cat, has a wish for you. Merry Christmas, one and all. Happy New Year too.
That matter the
for choosing Modern Jazz Today for your holiday listening pleasure. You can learn more about us, check out this week's playlist, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue, Carrie Gaffney. From her album, My Favorite Things Live, we're going to listen to My Favorite Things, followed by Trio West. From the album, Trio West Plays Holiday Songs, Volume 2. We're going to listen to Joy to the World. Hope you enjoy.
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens. Cream-colored ponies, crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad. Satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel so bad.
Thank you. keeping that holiday spirit flowing, coming at ya is Mary Stallings. Off the album Max Jazz Holiday, we'll check into Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Let's dig in.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden golden days, happy golden days of yore. Are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. Oh, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. More. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
This is Bird Note. Thomas Pulsum is a hobbyist Lego builder, best known for his models of birds. And he says making birds out of bricks is not easy.
Building anything organic at Lego is actually a real challenge. You're trying to make round objects out of square bricks.
So how do you do that? Well, one way is to use a special kind of brick,
which they actually funnily call a snot brick. And snot means studs not on top. So you have this brick which has a stud on the side, and that allows you to build sideways or upside down or any which way that you want to, basically, which allowed to get the organic shapes.
Another fun hallmark of Lego art is nice parts usage. Basically, where you take a special piece that represents one thing and use it to sculpt something entirely different. For example, when building a European goldfinch perched at a suet feeder, Thomas used
little minifigure handcuffs for its legs. So one end of the handcuff was actually attached to its body, and then the other end was attached to the branch. Another bird which I built was a puffin, and I used minifigure carrots for its legs, which I think worked really well for its skinny kind of orange legs. That's the beauty of Lego, just being inventive and creative and having fun.
You can see pictures of Thomas's nice parts usage in his bird models on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark.